From the studios of Wavefront Audiovisual Engineering in Schenectady, New York, this is Little Brother, the show where we talk about high technology, low intelligence, crime, greed, corruption, and all of the wonderful things that happen when you mix them together. Like any responsible little brother, we tell on Big Brother. My name is Chuck Ritter, and I'll be your host as we explore this world of the high tech. This is episode 135 of Little Brother for the 23rd of September, 2023. Stay tuned. Little Brother is right around the corner. As always, I'd like to remind everyone that the opinions and views expressed in this program are strictly those of the participants and not necessarily those of anyone else who may, for whatever reason, attempt to claim them. Responsible parties with an opposing viewpoint may request an opportunity for a rebuttal. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can write me at critter@littlebrotherpodcast.com, or you can post a message on the blog at littlebrotherpodcast.com, so let's get started. I've spoken a number of times about the Pegasus malware developed by Israeli cybersecurity firm NSO Group. In fact, I've spoken about it a lot, going all the way back to episode 44, 2 years and change ago. The usual customers are government agencies, and the targets we seem to hear the most about are journalists. So it should come as no surprise that Apple have been warning Russian journalists that their devices may be compromised using this spyware. The scary thing about it is that there is no action needed on the part of the phone owner to get infected. A specially crafted text message gets the job done, no click required. Axon Enterprise Inc., formerly known as Taser International, has lost its ethics board. It seems as though the company had been working on developing taser-equipped drones to be deployed in schools and other public buildings, with the obvious idea being to launch them in the event of a mass shooting or other attack on the occupants of the space. The ethics board objected to the idea. When CEO Rick Smith announced that the project would be moving forward anyway, the majority of the ethics board members resigned in protest. A backdoor for Linux was recently discovered. It is believed to be in use by threat actors associated with the Chinese government. The malware manifests as two files, mkmon and libmonitor.so.2. The latter contains an encrypted payload and the former contains the keys to decrypt it. Once deployed, it operates in a manner very similar to the Trokolis malware on Windows. I was not able to find any information, however, on what the deployment vector is for this particular malware. Finally, on Monday, Elon Musk announced that he intends to start charging users for access to the X platform, formerly known as Twitter. Premium options have existed right along, of course, but without a free option, I don't think this is going to have the effect that Musk is looking for. And those are the headlines. You're listening to Little Brother. Well, here we are again. It's time for another round of Who Got Pwned This Time. We've got one notable this time and one not so much. Let's Let's get the trivial one out of the way. Well, maybe I shouldn't call it trivial, just, what, I guess, uninteresting? Fuck it. It's T-Mobile. Yeah, it's them again. I guess technically this one should be a fail and not a pwn, but basically their customer portal is dishing up other customers' information. They did a technology update of some sort, and as a result, people were seeing random other customers' information. I give up. Their network is the fastest thing around, but their coverage and their security are just shit. Anyway, how about something interesting? It seems like the MGM Grand Casino got hacked. So, apparently a 10-minute phone call to the help desk was enough for the Scattered Spider ransomware group to bring a $34 billion company to its knees. Once the gang were into the systems, they were able to essentially shut down the casino. It still is, by the way. It is worth noting that the ransomware gang posted a message opining, quote, "We believe that MGM will not pay," end quote. The casino has thus far lost several days of revenue. They have thus far refused to pay the ransom as predicted. They are actually using those good old-fashioned Kachunkcha imprint machines to handle credit card transactions for the hotel. Of course, as is the norm for this manner of attack, the attackers claim to be in possession of some of MGM's data. We don't know at the moment how many gigabytes of data they've acquired or what might be in there. As of this podcast, the situation is still developing, so we'll probably have some follow-up for you in a fortnight. It should come as no surprise to regular listeners of this podcast that I value privacy, not just for myself, but for everybody. I recognize that there's nothing nefarious in the intent of data brokers. They just want to help sell you stuff. Problem is, intention notwithstanding, they pose a very real hazard. Well, the state of California may have the solution. Now, it's already been a matter of law in California that you could make a request of any data broker to delete everything that they have on you. However, nothing actually stops them from turning around and gathering up new data about you. After all, if they deleted everything about you, then they don't have anything on you saying don't collect data, right? Now, as if that weren't bad enough, there are so many individual data brokers out there that to clear your record, you'd have to contact hundreds of individual companies that are collecting your data. It's better than what we have in the other 49 states, but it falls far short of what's actually needed. However, California now has new legislation that effectively sets up a statewide do not track list, something sort of like the do not call lists of a couple of decades ago. It sets up a one-stop shop to tell the data brokers to just fuck off already. Now, when can we get that on a national level? Oh, that's right. We'd have to have a functioning Congress first. As usual, we'll end the show with the fail of the fortnight. There is a haiku that I'm quite fond of. It goes like this. It's not DNS. It could not be DNS. It was DNS. it seems as though payment processor Square suffered an outage. Their postmortem reads as follows, quote, "The outage impacted an important part of our infrastructure known as the Domain Name System, or DNS. While making several standard changes to our internal network software, the combination of updates prevented our systems from properly communicating with each other and ultimately caused the disruption," end quote. It happens. At least they didn't knock themselves completely off the internet like Facebook did a couple of years ago. Honestly, it is a little amazing to me how much hinges on a network service that's basically equivalent of dialing 411. Little Brother is produced, recorded, edited, and hosted by yours truly, Chuck Ritter. Special thanks to Fungaboo and The Crowded Helix for web hosting support. Shout out to the Albany 2600 group. Special thanks to Julie Bernstein, Azriel, Fungaboo, and Snackness for story leads. Our headline music is Adrenochrome by Super Action 80. Our Who Got Pwned music is Analog Summer 3 by Asarhad. Our Fail of the Fortnite music is Space Reggae by Zap. Our opening theme music and bumper is Around Chaos by Heatseeker, and our closing theme is Space Debris by Captain Image. If you have questions or comments about this podcast, or want to join the conversation, please drop me an email at critter@littlebrotherpodcast.com, or post a message on the blog at littlebrotherpodcast.com. Join us next time when Little Brother tells on Big Brother once again. Episode 136 will drop on the 14th of October. Stay safe and be well. This is episode 135 of Little Brother for the 19th of September, 2023. Why is it the 19th? It should be the 23rd. I've spoken a number of times about the Pegasus malware developed by Israeli cybersecurity. Apparently, a 10-minute phone call to the help desk was enough for the scattered spider...